What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, it's time for an all-new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Jacob Ingram.
In today's news, a kitten fights crime.
And an elderly woman becomes a baby.
And today's tasty tidbit is nothing to sneeze at.
Stay tuned to find out what we mean.
Top of Taiwan.
台中喵警长立大功。Taichung officer kitten fights crime.
A new employee, 员工, started work at a police station in Taichung. But this employee doesn't really do much police work. In fact, this employee spends a lot of time playing or sleeping.
Okay, it's not really a police officer. It's a cat.
Wu Jingyao is a kitten that lives at the Fengyuan District Police Station. Wu Jingyao started life as a stray, 流浪猫. In February this year, someone found him and brought him to the police station. And the police station became his home.
Wu Jingyao is now around 4 months old, still a kitten. He can't exactly do police work.But he is fighting crime in his own way.
The station often shows Wu Jingyao on its social media pages. The kitten helps the public learn about how to stay safe.
Wu Jingyao helps in other ways too. One day, someone brought an elderly woman to the police station. Police learned she was 81 years old and she was lost, 迷路. The elderly woman was scared and started to cry.
Officers introduced her to Wu Jingyao. The woman started smiling right away and played with the kitten. After a while, the elderly woman's son came and took her home safely.
And after completing his mission, Wu Jingyao fell asleep in a policeman's hat.
阿嬷安全回家与家人团圆，而完成任务的吴景瑶也直接在同事的外套帽子上呼呼大睡。
The police station posted this story on social media. And they told people about how to keep seniors safe and help them avoid getting lost. 避免走失。
Wu Jingyao has become very popular online. Many people leave comments on the police station's social media pages. Wu Jingyao even got a special package, 包裹. It was full of canned cat food.
Police officers were amazed that Wu Jingyao is so popular. They also use this opportunity, 机会, to tell people what to do if they get a strange package in the mail.Wu Jingyao is doing a lot to help police fight crime.
Going global.
电脑故障让百岁人瑞返老还童。Super Flying Senior is not a baby, really.
Have you ever been mistaken for someone else? Like someone thinks you are your brother or sister?Or maybe you and your best friend look alike.
It happens sometimes. But sometimes it happens to people who don't look alike at all.
Patricia lives in the United States. Every year she flies to another state to visit her family. But Patricia sometimes runs into problems when flying.
You see, Patricia is 101 years old.But the airline, 航空公司, often mistakes Patricia for a baby.
Patricia looks fabulous, 极好的,绝佳的。But she doesn't exactly look like a baby. It's actually a problem with the airline's computers.
Patricia was born in 1922, but this was so long ago that the computer system cannot understand it. The system automatically, 自动的, changes the year of Patricia's birth to 2022. This would make her 2 years old.
航空公司的电脑系统无法处理 Patricia 1922年出生的事实，自动将它改成2022年出生。
This makes Patricia laugh. She says, "It was funny that they thought I was only a little child, and I'm an old lady." But she hopes the airline can fix this problem as soon as possible.
Being a baby can make it hard for Patricia to fly.One time, the airline did not have a wheelchair ready for Patricia to use. They were expecting a baby. Another time, Patricia's daughter had to carry all their luggage.
Patricia says every time there is a problem, the airline is very helpful. But she says it would be nice to fix the glitch, 小故障。
Even with all these misadventures, 意外的遭遇, Patricia says she is looking forward to her next flight in autumn. She says by that time, she'll be 102 years old. And she says it will be interesting to see if the computers will have caught on to her real age by then.
The Recap.
So in today's News Bites, Wu Jingyao is a kitten that lives at the Fengyuan District Police Station. He has become very popular online. The station often shows Wu Jingyao on its social media pages, and the kitten helps the public learn about how to stay safe.
And Patricia is 101 years old and flies to visit her family in another U.S. state every year.But an airline often mistakes Patricia for a baby. Patricia was born in 1922, but this was so long ago that the airline's computer system cannot understand it and changes the year of Patricia's birth to 2022. This would make her 2 years old.
And in today's Tasty Tidbit, we're learning about our super speedy sneezes.
Did you know that when we sneeze, the air coming from our nose and mouth flies at speeds of around 150 kilometers per hour or even faster? That's even faster than most cheetahs can run.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites.If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.